Blog Talk Radio.
Announcements, and we will be right back, you guys.
You are tuned in to Dalhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dalhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dalhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar Rock Daily on the Dalhouse Radio website. Dalhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dalhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photo, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dalhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dalhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Laree, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Beauty and Beats returns with a hot new cast and lots of fun this Sunday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern, along with our Urban Society show airing at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Also, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by music industry veteran Ian Burke, Thursday, May 7th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dalhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dalhouse_Radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Those were the Dalhouse Radio announcements. And I just want to say really quickly, make sure that you go and that you check out the Dalhouse Radio website, www.dalhouseradio.com. Make sure also, if you are an indie artist, that you check out the promo packages available to you on our website. We have some really great promo packages. They are very affordable, so definitely go on there, check those out, and get you some guaranteed spins, guaranteed interviews, and promotion for your craft. Make sure that you do that. Also, for businesses and promoters, definitely make sure that you check out the promo packages as well so that you can advertise your events or your brand. We do custom commercials and everything here at Dalhouse Radio. So make sure that you check it out.
Okay, yes.
So...
Yeah. Wait, I gotta say, I love that little commercial we got going. I'm like, okay.
I know,
right? All right. So yeah, man, make sure y'all check out all of our shows. We got a show pretty much every day throughout the day. But most importantly, check us out every Sunday at 7 o'clock from 7 p.m. Eastern.
Yes, ma'am.
So, all right, we're ready.
Let's get started. So for tonight, we have a really, really good show planned for you guys. Of course, we've got What's New in Beauty for You. We always have to let you know what's hot in the beauty world, what's going on, and we're going to be giving you some great tips and feedback on getting that summer glow because summer is right around the corner. I'm sure that's everybody's favorite season, the one season where you get to, you know, wear
be
less
naked
clothing and, yeah, be naked, basically.
Get your glow on.
Yeah, get your glow on. That's the,
keep it glowing and flowing, baby.
Yes. And then, of course, we are going to talk about the Bruce Jenner interview. I'm sure many of you have seen it. And I'm curious to get everyone's feedback and what they thought about it. And
well,
I think that
I have to say I haven't seen it completely yet.
That's
just
okay.
I saw the beginning of it. I saw the beginning, and it was rather interesting.
Yes. So, well, if you guys haven't seen, or if you have seen it, definitely comment. Mm-hmm. I kind of knew the direction this was going. We're going to wait until we get to that subject, but I kind of knew the direction it was going anyway before the interview ever happened. Call me excited.
Right.
But anyway, we'll talk about that. We will talk about that, and we also have a topic tonight, you guys, and I guess this kind of ties into that, you know, Bruce Jenner subject. We'll be talking about loving yourself before loving anyone else, which is really important.
That's true.
And it is extremely important.
If you don't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love somebody else?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Preach, preach. You
gotta love yourself. So I'm looking forward to that topic.
Yes. So we are going to get into all of that. We are still waiting on Miss Bianca to get in here, but we're going to go ahead and get things started. We're going to go ahead and move
traffic.
Into, yeah, you know it. No, she probably is. Oh, my goodness. But we're going to go ahead and get things started, and hopefully Miss Bianca will come in and join us. We're going to get into our first music break. This is a new song. This is by an indie artist. Her name is Audrey Joelle, and she is from Montreal, Canada. Shout out to Audrey Joelle, and this is her song featuring Madaya, and it's called Like It Like That.
All right.
Can bet I do it big like the games go from Bed-Stuy. Only need what you're giving, the rest fine.
Yeah.
Ain't too proud to beg, that's word the left eye.
Woo.
All alone with a nightcap, with me on the phone having night chat.
Night
always
chat.
On the road, but I'll be right back.
Right
to
back.
Put it on you though, I know you like that.
Like that.
All right, all right, all right. That was Autry Joelle featuring Messiah with Like It Like That. And if you like that song, then definitely call us up and let us know. If you're just tuning into the show, make sure you hit us up at 646-595-4038. This is Beauty and Beats here on Thou House Radio. And we are about to get into a little bit of what's new in beauty for you. Are you guys ready?
Oh,
let's
yeah.
Do it.
All right. Can you guys hear me good? I have, like, on this new headset, so I just want to make sure you can hear me okay.
We hear you fine.
Oh, yeah, you're good, crystal clear.
All righty. So let's get into what's new in beauty for you. I have a couple of things in beauty news that I want to talk about. So first of all, I don't know if you guys are fans of Sephora. I am a Sephora addict.
I'm a fan.
Great.
I am a fan.
You know, I'm a little biased.
I'm an addict. I know.
I mean, I try to stay true.
Why?
Because I work for Chanel, so I try to stay true to my, you know. I mean, there's other stuff out there that's good and works, but I really don't cheat on Chanel.
Gotcha. So they don't sell Chanel at Sephora.
No. Oh no. We would never.
I never knew.
Okay. Wow. I mean, like, I'm just never.
I mean, now there may be some fragrance. You might get some fragrance and smell good, but you won't find the makeup in there.
That's what I was thinking about, the fragrance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, fragrance you'll find all day.
Okay.
Well, I'm definitely an addict.
All right, so tell us all about it.
I am a Sephora addict, and just because I love makeup in general, like I walk into a Sephora store and the heavens open up, and it's like, oh. So it's like wonderful.
Do they really? They're like,
I lose my mind in there. So for all of you Sephora junkies out there, Sephora and JCPenney, now I did not know this, Sephora and JCPenney have been partnered up together for about 9 years, and I had no clue. And they are expanding their partnership now, so they're trying to, you know, really get the attention of, you know, other people in other markets instead of, you know, just the people know the Sephora brand, but you also kind of want to get your people that's not looking to spend so much on high-end products. So you got to go to these smaller companies, not that JCPenney is small, but I'm just saying it's a company that a lot of people know about, you know, but you wouldn't expect your Sephora products to be in there. So they are expanding, though, into, I believe it's 25 JCPenney locations. So instead of actually going to Sephora stores, now you can find Sephora products in JCPenney.
So they will be
They'll be opening Sephora. I'm assuming it's going to be like, I don't know if it's like just a Sephora counter or if it'll be like a individual little flagship store inside of JCPenney's, but they will be opening it inside of the JCPenney's. And there's certain locations that they are opening it in. And let me not say opening. It opened Friday on May 1st. So for those locations, those JCPenney locations, it has already opened. It opened on Friday. And if you like us on Facebook at Beauty and BCHR, and also follow us on Twitter at Beauty and Beats, that's Beauty, the letter N, Beats, BHR, then I will list the locations that the Sephora counter or store will be opening in JCPenney. So definitely make sure you like us and follow us, and then you will find out all of that great information.
I do have a question.
Uh-huh.
What are your thoughts on the whole them coming together? Like, do you think, I mean, do any of you shop at JCPenney?
I personally don't, no.
I don't either. No.
I don't know how that's going to, I mean, we'll see, I guess, but I don't see how that's going to make don't know.
Yeah, I don't see that too.
I've wondered how
make...
JCPenney is even still running.
Yeah.
I know. They like just shut down. They had a JCPenney outlet out where I stay, and they just shut it down not too long ago. And I think that was the only outlet, I think that's the only JCPenney outlet, at least out in my area. So they did shut that down. So I'm assuming, though, since they've been partners for such a long time, that I'm guessing there's still a large customer base that actually shops at JCPenney, I guess.
Probably the older, maybe like the
older
folks. Crowd.
No. The elderly people still shop at JCPenney.
They like their towels
right.
or something.
Well,
right.
I think they try to rebrand themselves.
That's probably
right.
what they're doing. But
that's
with the
true.
With Sephora, that's going to be interesting.
But it's a little
I'm
late for that.
See. Yeah. We'll see
I
how
agree.
That turns out. Okay.
I'm hoping that they I'm hoping that they thought that this through clearly and that this is a strategic move for them and that it does whatever it is that they're hoping it's going to do. But, yes, I haven't been to a JCPenney store in years, and I think the last time I went, I bought a comforter. That was it. So
see? Like, you buy towels, you buy comforters.
Right.
Like, plate.
Right.
All right, I'm going to let you go.
Okay, well, kudos, Sephora. Kudos. We hope
Yay,
this works out
kudos.
For you. Yay.
Right,
so,
hopefully it does.
So we'll next see. Up, you guys, Eva Mendez. I'm sure you guys are familiar with this actress. She is the new face of Estee Lauder's New Dimension line. So you guys know everyone is all about skincare and getting beautiful skin.
Right.
And we know Sir Charles doesn't know anything about Estee Lauder because he is pro Chanel. No, I'm just messing with
yeah.
you.
We learned that really quick.
But the New Dimension line is coming out, and I guess the concept for the new line is that they say, you know, when you're on the red carpet and the cameras are taking their photos of you, they take photos of you at different angles. And so this particular line, the New Dimension, is supposed to focus on all the dimensions of the face, making it more beautiful and more appealing from every angle. So I'm curious to see what all the hype is about this new line, but Eva Mendez is the face for it. So I guess
I look forward to that too.
I do too. You know, I feel like for all skincare lines, everyone's kind of going for that. You know, everybody wants flawless skin and a flawless face.
Yeah.
So I think that's interesting. I'm really curious to know what's so special about the formulation of the product that makes it different from any other skincare line that's out there.
Right.
Do you have any insight, sir?
Do I have any what?
Any insight?
On FSR?
Yeah, on what's going on. Is there like a big transformation happening in the makeup world right now?
I believe it is. You know, there's a lot of things changing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't really have any, you know, insight on what's going on with Lauder. I just found this out from Miss Royalty, you know. I got to start doing
mm-hmm.
my little investigation, see what's going on.
Right. Now, I have bought Estee Lauder products before. I love this lipstick that I had bought some years ago. It lasted a very long time, so we'll see. I dig it.
Yeah.
I look forward to
hopefully
that.
Hopefully it does
that's
well for them,
look.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Anything
yeah.
new
for
any either. Line, I just hope that it works out for them, you know, whatever they launch. And
right.
Mm-hmm.
So they say that the skincare line is designed to work on multiple levels to plump and smooth the skin from the inside out.
Uh-huh.
So hopefully it does do that and perform well. I know that's a big thing now. Everybody is looking for that.
Right.
Well, plump.
Flawless.
The youthful.
Yep.
Radiant, mm-hmm. flawless.
Look at J-Lo.
Yes.
She does not age.
At all. She looks marvelous. She does. Yeah. I love her. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, somebody's dog branded.
I think the dog is touching and agreeing on what we're saying.
I agree. He's like, yes.
So next up, guys, we've got Marc Jacobs is teaming up with Victoria's Secret model Adriana Lima for a new fragrance. Now, if there's one thing outside of makeup that I am totally obsessed with, it is fragrances. Or anything that smells good, I am obsessed with it. I am. It makes no sense.
That's
and
funny.
I always love
I'm just starting to get into that whole perfume stuff myself, so
really?
It's a big deal. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love it, love it. And, like, one of my favorite, and this isn't even a fragrance, you guys, one of my favorite, body lines to use, of course. I'm sure everybody is familiar with Bath and Body Works. You know, everybody loves it. And I am obsessed with the Japanese Cherry Blossom. I know that's, like, the number one fragrance. It is just, it's so beautiful and wonderful when I put it on.
What is it
I just
called?
Love that. It's the Japanese Cherry Blossom.
I have used that. Mm-hmm. That does feel good. It smells great. Yep.
Love it. That is my go-to. Yes, that is like my everyday go-to body line. But to get back on track here, Marc Jacobs is launching a new fragrance. And Adriana Lima is the new face for this fragrance. And the fragrance is called Decadence. So that sounds really lush and glamorous and everything. So,
yeah, it does.
It does.
When should that be coming out?
I believe it is going to be coming out, if I'm not mistaken, this fall. So it's slated to release later this year, but I believe it is like the beginning of fall when the fragrance will actually come out. And
it's gonna come out for Christmas, everybody.
Right. Yeah, get your Christmas gifts, right? So Marc Jacobs is also accompanying Miss Adriana Lima to the Met Ball as well, which is actually going down tomorrow. So I believe he actually is designing the dress that she'll be wearing as well. So I think that's really cool. So she gets
that
to, like,
is dope.
Yeah.
She gets to
look fabulous and smell great.
Right. I know. And speaking of the Met Gala, you guys, that does happen tomorrow, the red carpet and everything. So hopefully we will be able to get some really great red carpet photos tweeted out. You know, that's always the best part of the Met Gala. But if you guys don't know what the Met Gala is, for those of you listening on the call, it is a annual fundraising benefit of the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Costume Institute in New York City. And it's one of those events that everybody, anybody, attends. So they have a long list of A-list people to be attending. And it also, you guys, marks the one-year anniversary of the Beyonce and Jay-Z drama that moved down in the elevator.
A.K.A. the elevator fight.
All right.
Solange and Jay.
Wow.
That's the ball.
Last I heard was that they didn't technically see Beyonce's name on the list, on like the guest list of people attending, but according to ETOnline.com, they say she is definitely, in fact, attending this year's Met Gala. They have no idea whether or not Jay-Z will be in attendance with her. But
of course,
Solange. Right.
Wow.
But we should expect Queen B to be on the red carpet, so.
Queen who?
Queen B.
Oh, no, there's only one. That's Lil' Kim. I'm sorry. I don't like her with that title. No, Lil' Kim. That's my Queen B. She had that title first.
Have a conversation after this show.
She did
Charles.
Have that first. She did that.
I mean, that's the
first.
Real beehive.
Now, I don't know if she was the real beehive, but she was
no
definitely
comment.
The first Queen Bee.
No comment. No.
All right.
Uh-oh,
you
somebody's
know.
A Beyonce major beehive fan.
Oh, she is.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to put you on a bus with the rest of them crazies.
Yeah, you know they come after you, so be careful.
Mm-hmm. I know. Shoot. Like Miss Kenya Moore say, don't come for me unless I send for you.
Will attack you on Twitter.
Shoot. Facebook. Instagram. They go ham.
Right? Don't say not one word.
I'm not that bad.
No song sounds like hers. Nobody dances like her.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. Okay, guys. So we are going to go ahead and take another quick little break here. And then when we come back, we'll go ahead and get into achieving glowy skin this summer season and looking fabulous for the summer season. And we'll get into our conversation about Bruce Jenner. So don't you guys go anywhere. We will be right back on the other end of this break. And we're going to go ahead and get into this song by Miss Carla Page. I love this song. It is called Supernova.
But I know you missed the only boy I have known.
love that song. If you are just If you guys are just tuning in, you are tuning in to Beauty and Beats right here on Dow House Radio. I'm your host, Royalty, and I've got my host, Jahira, on the line. And Sir Charles, you guys, if you want to call in at any time to comment on anything that we're talking about, you have any beauty questions, if you want to comment on any of the music that we're playing here on the show, make sure that you hit us up at 646-595-4038. And we are back. We are just finishing up a little bit of our What's New in Beauty for You this week, you guys. And we are about to talk about how you can be fabulously glowing and wonderfully beautiful for the summer season. So
yeah.
It is about 8 weeks left, you guys, before summer officially starts. And I love the summertime. It is the best time, of course, to show off your skin and just wear less clothing and little sandals and, just look fabulous.
If you got some nice feet, because I can't stand those sandals on people with some ugly toes. Ooh, Lord.
And your body got to be right, because you can't be wearing less clothes.
And your body
got to
be tight.
Right.
Yes, you ain't lying. Looking like SpongeBob SquarePants at the top. Girl, sit down.
I'm not SpongeBob SquarePants in the oh, man. That's hilarious.
My God. So make sure your feet is right, you guys. Make sure that you're not ashy either. I can't stand it. Don't go out in short shorts and everything and call ashy. You haven't properly moisturized your body and everything. So even if you are light, okay, if you're light, baby, please moisturize as well.
Right.
So...
how do you ladies feel about men with socks on with sandals? Like, dudes that wear them long-ass socks and they got sandals or flip-flops on.
Right, they come up like mid-calf. The mid-calf.
It depends. If they're just going to, the store or something and they just ran out the house, it's one thing. But if you're wearing that as your own fashion statement, no. Gotta go.
I don't think any sandals should be worn with socks.
I don't know. Yeah. Unless you're athletic. Like if you just came from, most athletic men, that's what they do. But if you just running out with flops.
Right,
are
we going to the family barbecue? No.
Yeah, no. Boy, bye. And my thought is about swimming suits. No. If you need to wear, if it's okay to wear a two-piece or if you need to wear a one-piece. Know what works for you.
I agree. That is so true. You know what? That makes me think, just because it's in your size, it does not mean that you should wear it. And we did on Beauty and Beads. We put on blast Natalie Nunn, I believe it was sometime like that. She had a photo come out where she was in a two-piece, and it was just wrong on so many levels. And you can still be cute in a one-piece, or you can get a cute cover-up. And, it doesn't matter. We're not saying you can't wear a bathing suit, but I totally agree. But consciously, don't you think these people know they shouldn't be wearing a two-piece? You would think. No.
I mean, I don't know what people think these days, because everybody's train of thought is just, I don't know what it is. I've seen some interesting things, and I'm sure you both have. I'm sure you both have too.
Yes,
It sounds like you're having a visual in your head now.
I was.
Did you just have a vision?
I did. I had a flashback. I was thinking people in beta suits and cellulite, and it was a bad memory, and I just, I'm back though. I'm just back.
Okay.
I'm back. So, but you guys, for the summertime, everybody is looking for, a great glow. And I think it's beautiful.
Right.
I love to see my ladies, when you have like that really beautiful sun-kissed skin, you got your bronzer, it's popping. And one thing I do want to say, when you are, especially during the summertime, and because it's hot too during the summertime, you definitely want to make sure that you're hydrating yourself a lot with water. And I do want to recommend for just like cleansing like the impurities out of your skin, and especially if you have an event coming up, drink a lot of water. And I recommend putting you a couple of lemon and lime slices in there. And if you want it to be an extra refreshing, got your mint leaves in there as well. But drink lots of water. That's going to improve your skin. It's going to hydrate you, and it's going to help with a natural internal glow. So I just wanted to share that tip with my ladies. And also bronzer. Use your bronzers, ladies. It looks so pretty when it's applied correctly. So definitely use your bronzer. And my last tip, especially if you have an event to go to. Now, I know my sisters, when you get your hair done, this is probably not going to work well for you. So, but, you know, if you don't have to worry about that, work out like the morning before an event, or spend time in the sauna, and I promise you, you will have glowing skin. So those are my summer tips for, you know, achieving glowing skin. But if you're doing it from the inside out, then I recommend that you definitely hydrate yourself. Try the lemon water, and when you do have an event coming up, drink it all week long, like lots of it. I promise you will be fabulous.
So, well, you know what?
Go ahead, Jai.
No, I was just going to say, because I've been getting into this whole cleansing thing lately, and many people don't know, but a lot of it, most of it is really just water intake. The cleansings and all that stuff that you do is majority water. Everything else is just supplements, like the proteins and things like that you need, but the majority is water. So doing that will also help cleanse you inside. So that's a little health tip there.
That's true.
Well, thank you, Jahira.
You're welcome. I'm learning myself on these little, I really am enjoying these cleansing things. Like, I've actually done 10, I've gone 10 days already. So next month, I'm just trying every month to increase it. Because it's good for you, and it feels so much better. You feel lighter. You feel so energized. You're in a different mode. It's great for you.
Good for mental clarity and all kinds of stuff.
And that has to do with partially with our topic tonight, which we'll discuss later.
Yay!
Loving yourself.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So, Sir Charles, I know that you work for the ever-so-famous Chanel, and I'm pretty sure they have some great products for the summer. So tell us what kind of good Chanel has.
Well, we have our new limited edition illuminating powder bronzer, and it's really nice because you can contour with it. I mean, you can play it a lot of different ways, but it's really, really nice. It has the camellia rose, like, engraved. It's really, really nice. It's so cute. You got to check it out. $65, you can't beat that, you know? It's going to last you a lifetime.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then if
check
you... check
it out,
boo. But, there is also our liquid bronzer, which is nice for, like, the women of color, too. It's really sheer, but you can mix it with your foundation, but it gives you that nice glow that you were talking about. Just makes your skin pop and look real radiant, and all you need is a little bit. It's really nice, and that's called Sun-Kissed.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Now,
check
for
it out.
What
did you say?
For those that don't know about what it is or what it's for, can y'all elaborate? Or you probably better, sir.
Yeah, a bronzer actually is it's going to give you a nice glow. Like, I mean, there's some ladies that want a little color, you know, they may be a little pale or they don't have a lot of, you know, pigment in their skin, but the bronzer is actually going to highlight all that, and you can contour with it. I mean, there's so many things you can do with the bronzer. So many people are scared. They think, like, when they see a bronzer, like, their face is going to be, like, really, really dark, but it also illuminates the skin. So it's really, really nice. Like, I love bronzers.
Yeah. It makes me glow.
Yeah. Bronzers are beautiful.
That.
And like Sir Charles said, you know, they add warmth to the skin. And he also said using contour with it. I mean, you can do so many things with bronzer. You know, you can get that tanned look, you know, whatever you want to do. You just however you want to add warmth to your skin. I think that's like the main thing. And really, really beautiful.
Cool.
Awesome, awesome.
Yes.
Those are some products. Definitely make sure that you check those out from Chanel, and I'm going to get all the details from Sir Charles and make sure that I tweet that out as well and post it on the Facebook page so you guys can take a look and check out those products and pick them up so that you will be ready for summertime. And also, in conjunction with what Jahira said, you guys also look into doing some cleanses as well. That's good. You know, outside of just keeping the glow, cleanses are great for your skin anyway because it does detox like the bad toxins and things that are in our bodies. And that in itself will help clear up the skin and improve texture and all of that good stuff. So those are some great ways to get ready for the summertime.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
From the inside out, folks. From the inside out.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, guys. So we're going to go ahead and really quickly, because time is moving fast here, we're going to go ahead and switch over and talk about the Bruce Jenner interview that happened. I believe it was on the 23rd. Of April that the interview happened, and we won't go too in-depth with the interview, but I am curious to know people's thoughts. And I will say this, even before this interview, like when I first started even, you know, paying attention to the Kardashian show and I first saw Bruce, I was just like, he is not in the right body. I mean, you know, just thinking, like, this, I did. I clearly thought that, I thought that before this transformation started actually, you know, coming about, like, I really did think that I just did not get masculine from him, is that what I'm trying? I don't know what I'm trying to say, but you guys know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Well, maybe you've seen it before all of us, so that was a little premonition there.
That's interesting. See, my thought when I saw the show was, what do you do with him? Because his hair. I don't know if you saw the episode when Chris wanted to chop off his hair because his hair was, like, so long. He's like, just cut your hair off. Like, you look much better. Like, he was so against it, and he got so mad. He was like, I love my hair. No, no, no. And then finally, eventually, he cut it. But it was like, to me, it was more like, first off, he came across as an all-American dad type of guy, you know, because he was so close with the family and he didn't really want to do everything that Chris wanted to do. He was more into flying his helicopters and golfing, you know, that type of stuff. So I didn't never think female. I just thought he wasn't, like, I guess maybe into himself, like the person that he's supposed to be, just because he couldn't figure out what to do with him.
Right.
That was my take on it.
What did you think, Sir Charles?
I didn't really think any of those things. I just thought he was kind of strange. But when everything hit the fan, I'm like, okay, well, maybe that's kind of, you know, what the strangeness was. But I'm just happy all in all that he's happy to live in his true self and live his life, you know, because so many men, per se. Now, women, you do get some too, a little undercover, but it's a lot of guys, especially in the African-American community, that's on the down low or they really want to be a woman and all this and that. It's just like, if those are the feelings you have, you should not be having a family and kids. I just have a problem with that. I don't agree with that.
Right.
Because you're dragging people through stuff. You know, how do you think your kids are going to look at you? I mean, how do you think that woman who you were once married to or intimate with, how do you think she's going to feel? You know? I mean, it's just deep.
Right.
I don't understand it. So.
I agree.
But
I mean, agree with
long
that.
Enough. Do you agree, lady? That's good.
I do, and I think that no one should live their life, you know, as someone else anyway. You know, if you are, you know, if you want to be a woman or if you, you know, if you're a man and you're attracted to men, same thing if you're a woman and you're attracted to women, you know, you need to live your life the way you want to live it because it has to be miserable pretending to be something else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And not fully living free. And, I mean, that's, internally, that has to be messed up for a person. You know, you're living your life and you're pretending that you're one way when inside you feel a different way. And I think that's just crazy. That is crazy.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. But I am, like Sir Charles said, I am excited. I mean, not excited, but I'm happy that he has come to and decided to voice his own feeling, his own thought that he's been feeling for, you know, since he was a little boy, practically. So, I mean, kudos on that. And yeah, it's true. Him doing that with so many followers that they have probably has helped some other kid or, you know, another man, per se, that was or is going through the same situation and just didn't want to speak up or speak out. So, I mean, that's a good thing. I mean, to each his own, you know, I can't judge him for who he wants to be, but I do agree also that he should have, you know, maybe thought about the whole family situation prior to, but it is what it is at this point.
I agree.
That is absolutely true. Well, I guess at least now, you know, he's able to get things off his chest and out in the open. And, you know, I'm sure that has to be freeing for him, you know. So, yep, kudos to Bruce for that. But segueing into our topic for the night, which is, you know, loving yourself before loving others. And I just want to say, you know, here on Beauty and Beats, we talk about beauty and makeup and hair and what's, you know, fabulous. But also beauty is not just what you have on the outside. It's something that's internal as well. So, you know, we have to kind of condition ourselves that way first before even thinking about what's on the outside. And loving yourself is a huge thing. And one of the reasons that topic was so important, too, is because, you know, just from seeing people in relationships who are either going through abusive relationships or allow people to misuse them because they don't have enough self-love, that's something that really, really bothers me. I would rather be alone and by myself than to allow someone to mistreat me or abuse me. You know, and I see that a lot of young women in relationships who just allow anything or they're in search for love from other people, and those people treat them terribly. So it has to start internally. You have to love you first before you can love anyone else and before you get involved in relationships. Because I think when you are having issues with yourself and you get into relationships, that creates a toxic, you know, environment for you. So that's what I think about that. What do you guys think on that topic?
Okay, I guess I'll go first.
Yeah. You want to go first or higher? I'm sorry.
You're the newbie, so I want to let you, you know. Yeah, I want to let you go ahead and get your time in, boo.
Okay, well, I'll make it quick because I know we got a few minutes left. But no, my take on that is simple. It's the same thing. It's you got to love yourself first. And the way that you do that is by honoring how you feel in any given situation. You listen to what it is that you are telling yourself because your body talks to you, believe it or not. You think it's just your mind, but your body will speak to you. You get tired because your body needs that rest. So that's your body talking to you. I'm just using that as an example. Just got to listen to yourself because every part of you does speak to you and tell you, okay, this doesn't feel right, so I'm not going to do that when you're hesitating about something. And it's very important, especially when you're going to get into a relationship with a person, because at that point now you're sharing. You're sharing you, your space, but you're also coming together with another person who also is sharing their space and their beliefs. So, you know, of course at some point you compromise, but you'll know where you can and where you can't. So I'm going to keep it short. But that's my thought.
And the only thing I can add, you know, as far as relationship things is, you know, some people get in a thing where they know, you know, how it's planned, the cards are, and then if it's a friends with benefits, they're thinking it's some more, and, you know, you can't really get those emotions mixed up with laying down. I mean, that's two totally different things. You know, if you want to be with somebody and get to know them, you need to be friends first. You don't need to rush. You know, a lot of people rush into stuff. Instead of getting to know somebody, I mean, they meet, 2 weeks later they're in a relationship, a few months later they're married. It's like you ain't never had a chance to get to know them. You have to really get to know people.
I agree. I totally agree with that.
That's the only thing I can add to that.
One thing that my boyfriend said to me when we first started dating is people don't court anymore. A lot of people don't even know what courting is.
Yeah.
Google it.
You can Google every damn thing else.
Right.
So get on the horn with that. And for the ladies, if you is going to lay down and do whatever you're doing, just make sure you get paid. Get them coins first and just do what you got to do.
Lord.
Get them down.
Lord. And we don't mean get paid like, you know, you tricking or anything like that.
No. I'm just saying, get them dead presidents. Shoot. You got to go, mine girl.
Women do have power. We really do have more power than we actually think. I will say that.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm just saying that because I'm around ladies all the time. You know, not that I know what a lady think, but I know, you know, because people confide into me. But like I say, you know, when it comes to the relationships, you really do have to love yourself first. And, I mean, if you don't love yourself first, I don't know how you're going to love somebody else. That just don't make no sense.
Mm-mm. And don't. You're going to be unhappy, miserable for a very long time. And whenever you finally find that out, it's like it could be too late for you. Or, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Your life is over. Mm-hmm. Let me stop.
Or they'll be running to the next.
At that point.
They'll have a revolving door, you know. And it'll always be the other person and not them.
Right.
The blame game.
Yep.
Y'all know.
Exactly, yes.
Y'all have dated before, y'all know.
Yes, I know exactly what he's talking about.
Those
are no fun, because you think something's going to happen, and nothing comes out of it, because it's never supposed to be that. So it goes back to what he said initially. It's know the difference between laying it or futuring it.
Right.
Exactly.
That is so true.
That's a word.
I know a person right now that goes through that. We don't even have time to even get into that. We're going to have to continue this conversation on, like, another show, you guys. But I know someone going through that right now. So I completely can relate to what you're talking about. talking about.
God bless and save her soul.
I know a person that's getting divorced after being married for a couple years, and they only dated for like a few months.
Yeah.
So it happens. Not every story is.
But then the whole thing has changed. You ladies got to, you know, as far as dating, a lot of people are meeting people on the internet, and they don't even know who these people are. They don't know what these people are into. They live in different places, and you can be who you want to be and do what you want to do, and it's like you really got to get to know. You know, because I see it happen to too many people, and I'm just like, I mean, you just, you fell victim to it, you and so many other people. It happens.
Right.
I got a story about that, too, which... But yes, that is so
Let's
true.
To be continued.
I will never get the whole online dating thing ever. You know, much power to those who do it. But I just can't.
I've never been able to do it. One of my girlfriends told me before. This is obviously a few years ago. I'll make it short. She tried to get me to go on one of those sites. Match.com, whatever. Like, I was like, no, there's no way that I could do that. Like, I just don't know how. I wouldn't even know how to really converse with a person. Like, where does it start?
Baby, I don't care if it's Match. I don't care if it's X. I don't care if it's Christian Singles Meet. They are all the same playing games.
Right. You know that's not your profile picture. You know.
Right. I mean, that was 15 years ago.
Right.
And then now the new thing is
straight
people getting catfish.
Yeah.
So we'll have to save that. Catfish is basically. I've seen it happen to the fellas, unfortunately. It was like a show or something, but people will basically portray themselves to be another gender, and they're really not, and they're really a man, and they're just a heavy set, you know, real ugly. You know, it's just like I feel bad for them, but it's like you have to be real careful because people are crazy. That's how you get killed, playing games.
Indeed. You see what happened with Craigslist? It's crazy. This world is insane.
They need a little more Jesus.
Right. A lot more.
We gonna put everybody on the prayer list.
Crazy. Hallelujah.
All right, guys. Well, we have gone over time. And so sorry, you guys, you'll come to the end of the show. Make sure that you are tuning in every Sunday. Not next Sunday, though, because it is Mother's Day, so we will not be on air. But the following Sunday, we will be back. Another great show. Make sure that you guys tune in at 7 p.m. Eastern right here on Thou House Radio. I am Royalty. You can hit me up on Twitter at AMR Artistry. I'll let you guys go ahead and give out your Twitter handles.
Mine is Makeup by Sir.
And mine is IAM_ Jahira.
All right, you guys, and also make sure that you follow the Beauty and Beats Twitter page at Beauty, the letter N, Beats, DHR, and also follow us on Facebook at Beauty and Beats DHR as well. We will see you guys, I believe it will be on the 17th. Of May, and we hope you guys have a great evening. Oh, and a fabulous, fabulous Mother's Day to all you Mother's Day or mothers out there. So,
happy Mama's Day.
Happy Mama's Day. And we are out, you guys.
All right, ladies. Bye. Love, peace, and hair grease.
Yeah, yo. Yeah, yo. Moolala. Yeah, yo. Bitch, better have my money. Y'all should know me well enough. Bitch, better have my money. Please don't call me on my blood. Pay me what you want it. Ballin' bigger than LeBron. Bitch, give me your money. Who y'all think y'all frontin' on? Like blah, blah, blah. Louis 13 and it's all on me. Nigga, you just bought a shot. Kamikaze, if you think that you gon' knock me out the top. Shit, your wife in the backseat. Forgot, I caught a shot, shot, shot. Like blah, blah, blah. Pay me what you want it. Don't act like you forgot. This where I have my money. This where I have my money. Pay me what you want it. This where I have my. This where I have my. This where I have my money. Not to Rihanna while the whole club fucking wasted. Every time I drop, I am the only thing y'all playing. In a drop top, do 100 y'all in my rear view mirror racing. Where y'all at? Where y'all at? Where y'all at? Where y'all at? Like, blah, blah, blah. Louis 13 and it's all on me, nigga, you just bought a shot. Kamikaze, if you think that you gon' knock me off the top. Shit, your wife in the backseat of my brand new foreign car. Don't ask. You forgot, I called a shot, shot, shot. Like blah, blah, blah. Pay me what you want it. Don't act like you forgot. Bitch, better have my money. Bitch, better have my money. Pay me what you want it.
Bitch, better have my money.